Germany loses its Security Council seat, and alliance fractures spread. Germany suffered its first ever loss in a UN Security Council election, with Foreign Minister Wadaful attributing the defeat to the country's support for both Ukraine and Israel, which he said cost Germany votes against Portugal and Austria. The outcome carries historical weight. Germany has been a reliable Security Council member when eligible, and the defeat signals significant shifts in international diplomatic alignments. The loss illustrates the mounting political costs of principled foreign policy. Berlin chose to maintain strong support for Ukraine despite Russian pressure and strong backing for Israel despite broader international criticism, stances that may have alienated non-aligned voting blocs. Secretary of State Rubio confirmed that Trump will attend the NATO summit in Turkey next month, a diplomatically complex setting given Turkey's complicated relationship with the alliance and the simultaneous management of Middle Eastern and Eastern European crises. In Central Africa, Islamic State-linked fighters killed 16 people near the Ebola zone in eastern Congo, representing the intersection of active terrorism and public health vulnerability. Security analysts noted that attacks near Ebola zones risk severely complicating medical response efforts if healthcare workers cannot safely access affected areas. Rubio condemned the Tiananmen crackdown publicly, just weeks after Trump's friendly summit in Beijing, a juxtaposition that analysts described as either deliberate good cop bad cop diplomacy or genuine policy disagreement within the administration. The Department of Homeland Security added another layer of diplomatic inconsistency when its chief stated that the U.S. would send Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia to Costa Rica, contradicting months of Department of Justice arguments in favor of deporting him to Liberia. The simultaneous management of conflicts in the Middle East, Ukraine, Central Africa, and tensions with China, alongside a domestic legislative calendar defined by expiring surveillance powers, war powers votes, and missed funding deadlines, presents what observers described as an extraordinary test of Washington's diplomatic and governmental capacity.